This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly.
Good evening and welcome to the Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9, 11 o'clock on your Tuesday night. I'm Matt Warne and I am joined here again this week by my equally gay and grumpy co-host and partner, Helen. How the hell are you, Helen?
Well, how the hell would you know, Mr. Grey? You don't write, you don't call, you've just gotten Skype and you refuse to put your video on. How the hell do you think I am?
You don't want to see me after this week, Helen. I'm doing you a favour, believe me. And look, the flowers must have got lost in the post is all I can say. You know, so when I say joined, yeah, I'd use that term quite loosely because you are hunkering down in a bunker over there and I'm laying low here with Miss Trilly in a bunker in, you know, the gay epicentre of the city. But that's what we have to do these days. Call it a trial separation.
And speaking of which, how has your week in isolation and trial separation been, Matt?
Well, yeah, my week has been a bit of an unwashed, pyjama-clad, beer-growing hermit of a week. But that's not to say that I haven't been working. I actually have, and surprisingly productively. You know, look, it's not like I haven't had meetings, but then there's a turn-off camera function on this type of technology for a reason. So it's like radio. It suits me perfectly.
This is true. This is true, Mr. Grey. I did catch a glimpse of your face earlier, and all I can say is Wild Man of Borneo.
Grizzly Adams, maybe? Yeah, well, look, I've actually discovered something about myself this week, Helen. And that is that there's an inner hermit in me that's always been waiting to get out.
I completely understand that. I was thinking exactly the same thing about myself this week. I was thinking I would make the perfect recluse. I really would. As
yes,
long as
the poster child.
Thank you. As long as someone delivers the food I want, the alcohol I want, and just pops it at my doorstep, I really have no need to go out.
I don't ask for much, do we? Look, society obviously owes you something. The hermits shall inherit the earth. They just won't get out and see it, that's all.
And on that note, Mr. Grey, I do want everyone to start. You're in self-isolation. What else are you doing but trawling through your social media feeds? So guess what?
What's
Gaze?
That?
Well, the Grumpy Gays are officially on Instagram. We are. And
we've dragged ourselves screaming into the 21st century.
We have. And all our grumpsters out there need to start following us on the Insta. And they can find us by simply looking for the Grumpy Gaze. And you will be treated to a veritable treasure trove of grumble bumming. So I expect all the grumpsters in this world to get online and follow us.
Absolutely. So coming up on tonight's show, we're kicking off tonight not with Mad, 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 Mad World. We're moving on to a new segment. This is called Ego Porn, Celebrities in Self-Isolation. Very topical.
Very topical. And then, of course, Miss Melbourne, we need to talk. You know we do. We do this just about every week, except when she's put, in the naughty corner by Super Nanny or yourself, Mr. Grey. And this week we're talking about noise pollution.
Yeah, look, was thinking of giving her a bit of a break this week, considering things. And then I thought, no, stuff it. And then regular segment, room 666. This is your turn, Helen, to put something that you absolutely hate into the room of the devil. And tonight's topic is called secondhand emotion.
That's the one. And finally, we have our Egit of the week. And this one's a good one. It's about a vegan jogger.
Ah, okay. And of course, our grumpy game music theme of the week. It was mine last week, Helen. You had no idea what I was talking about with the high energy. So this week is yours.
It is. And sniff, sniff. It's all about the fact that we're in trial separation, Mr. Grey, and I'm on my own. So yes, this week's grumpy game music theme is an ode to self-isolation. And on that note, we are kicking off with some of the greatest singers for self-isolation. Who am I talking about, Mr. Grey?
Heart.
That's the one. And they are?
Alone.
That would be it.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9.
That was just incredible. You can't go past Heart, can you? I was sitting here crying, Mr. Grey.
Tearing your heart out. They really were the mistresses of the ballad of power, weren't they? I mean, I've said this before. I do implore our listeners to watch the videos to these songs. And this video has got it all, really. Firstly, it's one of those live concert kind of music videos. But this venue has got to be the smallest they could find. I mean, there's no danger of them breaching ScoMo's 500 rule here. Or even today's two. And there's an exploding piano at one point. Then they're all lined up in silhouette, and it's basically a mushroom cloud of hair. Absolutely fabulous. Then one of them comes out on a black stallion, of all things.
No, when you're alone, you may have Miss Trilly. Heart has a black stallion.
Well, yeah. Well, I wish I had a black stallion right now. And I've got to say, then there are fascinators. I mean, one of them looks like she's been discovered in a portaloo 10 hours after the Melbourne Cup. You can imagine them clearing up, and there's a couple of guys there saying, hang on, mate, there's a member of Heart sitting in the bottom of one of these.
And, then like, and the other one rides up on a stallion.
Yes.
That's just won the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, that's where they got the stallion from, of course. And then later on in the video, she's back at the piano and she's looking bloody nervous because she knows that piano could blow at any minute. just hours of fun.
Hours of entertainment. And I think I'm doing another plug, Mr. Gray. When people start following us on our Instagram, we'll put some links to these videos because, you know, in self-isolation, this is hours of entertainment.
Yes, absolutely.
Watching these videos.
Absolutely.
Look at me. You can take it all because there's...
So, Mr. Gray, we're introducing a new segment this week called Ego Porn. And the topic of ego porn this week is celebrities in self-isolation. Now, before we kick off on that topic, Mr. Gray, you may well ask, what is ego porn?
I was just about to.
There you go. I wouldn't recommend doing a Google search, particularly not on your work computer. That's just some unsolicited advice from Mrs. Gray to the unwashed grubster masses. Learn from Mr. Gray's experience. Ego porn has nothing to do with the adult entertainment industry and everything to do with the stupidity of our modern world and the need to be special, better than, prettier, or more popular.
Okay,
you get the picture, don't you, Mr. Gray?
Well, yes. But I was just thinking, so are you warning me that if I do a search on ego porn, it might take me to places that I don't necessarily want to go while I'm stuck here in isolation?
Oh, places that you've probably been to a good couple of thousand times, Mr. Gray, but let's not go there. So let's face it, no one quite does ego porn, the one we're talking about, like celebrity. And I am currently using almost a superscript version of the letter C in the word celebrity. So being average in this world is no longer acceptable, is it, Mr. Gray?
Absolutely not. Look at us.
You're either excellent or you're nothing. There's no in between.
Which one are we?
And who better to inform us of our less than mediocrity than celebrities? Or more specifically, celebrities in self-isolation. So this is where we get their egomaniacal porn. So inspired by scenes of quarantined Italians singing to each other over balconies, the Wonder Woman actress Gal Gadot shared a star-studded sing-along to John Legend's, oh, for God's sake, John Lennon's Imagine.
Are you ever going to get that right?
No, I'm not. So there you go. John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people
living for today. Yeah.
Now, of course, your mind automatically goes to these exceptional singer-songwriters such as Will Ferrell, Amy Adams, Kristen Wiig,
okay,
and Cara Delevingne.
Delevingne.
Who cares?
I think she was in a movie once.
Exactly. They all took part, and I'm sure in their minds they all meant well. But as the internet is a great leveler, the famous collaboration soon got somewhat mocked mercilessly online by people questioning this choice of songs, such as Imagine a Utopia with No Possessions. Now,
Are you sure they're only mocking the choice of song? What about the choice of singer?
Oh, no, I think, I'm pretty sure there was mocking of that as well. Let's put a whole lot of mockery in this little discussion,
yeah, cause
Mr. Gray.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Cara Delevingne just wants to get her name out, keep herself relevant when she hasn't done anything for years. But I don't know, maybe I'm jumping the gun here.
No, I don't think you are. It's really interesting. This song, who I just cannot remember wrote, obviously, has been the centre of a lot of this question. questioning of hypocrisy for quite some time. So way back when John Lennon got it,
well done,
wrote the song, Elton John, now you've got to trust a good old queen to be the great leveler, Elton John...
Or to be the big bitch.
...put forth a being big, either or... Because he accused John Lennon of a similar hypocrisy. And what the grand old queen did was sent John Lennon a cover version of the song Imagine with the following lyrics. Imagine six apartments. It isn't hard to do. One is full of fur coats, another full of shoes.
Yes.
So you see where I'm coming at with this ego porn and self-isolation. Now, I'm going to take it one step further, Mr. Gray, and I'm going to introduce, of course, none other than the Queen of Pop, Madonna.
What's she done now?
Madonna apparently was very quick to realise just how levelling a worldwide pandemic is. She hasn't picked up that the internet is also a great leveller, but let's just go with that.
Yeah.
So Madonna put out an Instagram message saying the following, Mr. Gray, and I am quoting now. That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it.
Well, I'm also glad that it doesn't recognise the great singers of this world.
This is true. But the wonderful part of this pontification from on high was that she did it from the comfort of a milky-filled, rose-petal-strewn bath whilst half-naked.
Okay. Well, look, firstly, I think a lot of us, you and I included, often need to be brought down to the same level as Madonna, don't we? You know, because she's grounded.
Absolutely.
She's salt of the earth, that woman. And secondly, as a gay man, I'd quite like to say that if you're going to make an announcement like that on the internet, then why not do it in a fabulous way? Don't you think?
Well, Mr. Gray, let's consider how you've been taking some of your work meetings this week, shall we?
Okay, look, I had a meeting with the board this week, and it's got to be known that I did do it from my bath because I thought, you know, I do follow the great true gay leaders of this world, Madge being one of them. didn't quite sort of have the resources available to me, so I didn't have any rose petals, but I did find an old box of cornflakes in the cupboard, so I just sprinkled them over the top, which was fine, but they became a bit claggy towards the end of the meeting. And also, I ran out of milk, so it was a transparent bath, so I was on view. People could see everything.
Telling me the cornflake didn't cover?
I didn't have enough. And they kind of got stuck to bits that weren't pretty. But I think she had a bit of music on in the background, didn't she? It was all very highly orchestrated and choreographed, like everything Madonna does. Full makeup, couple of candles. She had a bit of Kenny G on in the background. Glass of bubbly. It's a night in for most people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And why not pontificate whilst you're at it?
Absolutely. Look, she's one of the great orators of the world. You know, she's like a swami, like a guru.
Her and Shakespeare.
Absolutely. Pauline Hanson. You know, she's up there with the greats.
This leads us to the great burden of mediocrity that, you know, a lot of us are faced with. And I think you made an interesting comment, Mr. Gray, about something that happened in London similar to this due to self-isolation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was the guy who decided, after seeing a lot of what was happening around the world and all of these people getting together and filming themselves on Instagram and Facebook, and let's face it, trying to become overnight social media celebrities themselves. So he went out on the balcony and he decided that he was going to give his apartment block and his street involved into a rousing rendition of that great British classic, Jerusalem. So he went out and he started singing, and within about two bars, there was a chorus of "Shut that up." We can't hear the television. And apparently, he then had quite a few bits of fruit and vegetables thrown at him. So there's obviously no shortages of fresh fruit and veg in the aisles over in the UK. Just not being
obviously
used for the right
not.
Gotta love the British. Because it all comes down to that thing, doesn't it? That slightly there's this idea that celebrities coming into our living rooms from their living rooms and entertaining us is that slightly condescending and patronising because they think we want it.
This is true. This is true. And this is what ego porn is all about, Mr. Grey. Coming up on Grumpy Gaze, stay with us because Miss Melbourne's about to get her weekly talking to. But given it's my Grumpy Gay music theme of the week, Mr. Grey, I have chosen Makes My Heart Sing.
Oh dear.
It really does.
And I've heard you sing. I hope your heart's better at it.
Elaine Page, the indomitable Elaine Page singing On My Own from Les Miserables.
Here I am at home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie. Stay at home, don't outgo the crowds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.